Welcome. And special for the new people. Who come here but might not know what they come here for and what this is. Use the opportunity to be total when you are here and try some new things, because you are definitely looking for something. Since you are here, don't bring your past with you. Try something new. Explore yourself. And if it's worth it, you keep it. And if it's not, you drop it. But give yourself a chance when you are here. Don't use your mind. Get involved in what is happening. Give yourself a chance. No, it's springtime, at last, even here. Maybe a little slow. But the spring always comes. And it is amazing here. When you look at the winter, when everything is frozen and just ice, who can ever believe that it will look like this again? Even the river is frozen, no flowers, no green. And now it's happening again. And it happens effortless. And this effortlessness, humans has forgotten, just to trust. It seems like the humans always have to try to do something. And with that doing, a lot of tension and stress and worries and problems. Peace comes with allowing things as they are. But it's very strange. Humans also comes from just a seed. Have you thought about that? Do you think you had many problems then? When you were just a seed? In the womb of your mama? And now look. But the thing is, with the human beings, they can be seeds their whole life. Without growing. Everybody comes open, innocent. But it seems like no society in the world is teaching the children how to live spontaneous, how to live in love and understanding, in freedom. Instead, they get a lot of rules. and conditions on how to be and how to behave. And then they become tight, controlled, because you have to fit in. You cannot just be natural. You cannot just be wild, because then you stick out. And no child wants to stick out. He wants to fit in. And that is the beginning of trying to fit in, of just being normal, ordinary, dull. Not to stick out, fit into the society. So the whole life you can just be sleepy, not stir anything. But then also no growth, because growth comes out of opening, expanding. But that is fearful. It's more safe to be a seed. But in the seed it is very dark, it's very tight, it's not much room for movement. Yes, you have a possibility to grow, but only a possibility. And ordinary people don't take that possibility, because human beings can live just as a seed. But they live at the minimum. And to break out of the seed, that takes courage, because the seed is all what you know. That's why so few people who breaks that seed. And that courage is almost impossible to come by if there is not love. With love comes courage, if you are courageous enough to follow your heart. Courage means the heart, but it's much more safe to follow the mind, the seed. And they say growth is painful. Growth is not painful, but if it is, it's because you are identified with the past. So it is a time where it feels painful, it feels like effort, because you only know the past, you are the past. And to break out, it feels scary. It feels risky. It feels very uncertain. The seed is very certain, it's very safe. To break out of the seed is very risky. You don't know what will happen. That's why so few people do it. They have to be courageous. And you can only be courageous if you start listening to something deeper than the head, deeper than the mind. And as soon as you break out from the shell, you will be an outsider. You will be an outsider of the society, of the so-called ordinary people, because they are all seeds. even though their potential is to become a flower, it is scary. So if you become a flower, they will judge you. Oh my God. We are dreaming about it, but you are doing it. It's much more safe to dream about something. You can dream and dream and dream and dream. And talk and talk and talk and talk. And fantasize. But to live it is something totally different. And if you start living it, you will definitely be an outsider. But with breaking the shell, breaking the seed, a whole new dimension is happening. Then first there is life, expansion, freedom. Instead of constriction, there is freedom. Instead of darkness, there is light. Instead of fear, there is love. Of course there is fear to break what you know. But it's worth it. Because as soon as it's broken, you see a different reality. Otherwise, people just dream about it. So in nature, this is happening effortless. But a tree, a flower, doesn't know. Only human beings can be aware. And only human beings can hold themselves back. Conscious or unconscious. And it's very difficult to break that shell if you don't know what is on the other side. If you don't have trust, if you don't have any understanding, if you don't have any love. The whole journey is from the head to the heart, is from the seed to the flower. Then it's impossible to go back then. But then, with the breaking, you also need direction. Because in life, in existence, there is thousands of directions. And again, if you don't have any direction, you will get lost. You will go astray. Because then comes rebellion. And it's very easy to go astray. It's very important to have the right direction. If you don't have the right direction, you will never reach home. You might think that you do a lot, that you walk a lot, that you do a lot of effort, that you learn a lot, but it's all in the wrong direction. That's why it's important to have a guide, a friend. Have something that you trust. Even if you don't know the road, you can trust that this seems right. It feels good. And my journey is getting more and more beautiful. And that is the sign of being on the right path. is getting more and more beautiful, is getting more and more peaceful. How can you go in the right direction if it becomes more and more restless, more and more conflict, more and more ugly? Then stop then. So it's not just to break the seed, the shell, one needs the right direction also. One needs the right soil. They have called the Buddhas, the masters, the gurus, for many different things. One of the names is the gardener. Why a gardener? Because it takes care how much water, how much nourishment you need, so you get roots. Then if you flower from that stage, then it's just the fragrance. That means the fulfillment of being a seed. Now the seed is broken, the flower is coming, and you are in the right soil, so it becomes a flower. Who could ever think that it would become a flower out of that little seed? Nobody. That's a miracle. And then that flower gives the perfume, the fragrance. That is the third stage of meditation, of peace, of fulfillment. Then you are at ease, because then you have become what you're supposed to become. You have become your potential. Then there is nothing more to do. Because there's nothing more you can do. Then you feel at ease. And only then you feel at ease, because then you have flowered. There is no more fear. There is no more conflict. There is no more tension of making it or not making it, of going astray or not going astray. There is no more fear, there is no more doubt. And then something beautiful happens in that flowering, in that fragrance. Then a seed falls again. A seed from the flower, or from the tree, or from that fruit, from the tree, it again falls down to the earth, and the process starts again. Then is a full circle. And that what is what meditation is. It's just a sharing, a fragrance. But remember, it is effortless. All all effort belongs to the past. But you have to give back. But that is not in your hands. It's happening out of the flowering. First, it's difficult to come back to yourself, to come home, then to get settled there, to get roots into yourself, to become steady, to become unshakable. That takes dedication. You have to stop. Because everything else in the world, in the outside world, in the material world, you need an effort. But in the inner world, no effort is needed. What is needed is to just be, to stop. And nobody has taught us that. Everybody is teaching you, society, school, parents, friends, you have to do more. Who is teaching you, you have to do less? Or you have to do nothing? Only the Buddha is teaching that. And who is interested in the Buddha? People are interested in money. You have to struggle for it, you have to fight for it, you have to kill for it. But in the inner world, it's effortless. And that we have forgotten. So reflect over it, where you are. And that is much more. It's quiet here in the mountains, it's very nice. Where can you find a quiet place in the world today? And Norwegians are very shy people, they leave you alone. It's very good for meditators. They don't want to disturb. Very careful. I was living high in the Himalaya and I got the last little cottage at the end of the valley, at the end of the village. It was the last one up there. No, I wanted just peace and meditation. But impossible. Before long you had the little shepherd boys and the girls looking for firewood, looking after the cows or the yaks. And they coming, and then it's a Western yogi sitting there. It's very interesting. And then a few days later, then the mama came also to look. And then they came with milk to me. And then we could have chai together. And then I realized that it's impossible because in Himalayas and in India. In India there is no privacy, forget it. And it's impossible because there's so many people. They don't know about that. Maybe that's where this whole thing with meditation and being a yogi started. Because the only way to escape. Nobody has thought about that, but maybe that's where it started. Just to get away from the family. And I saw that too, and then I saw when I was coming back to Norway after many, many years, by chance, when my father was about dying, then I came back to be with him. Then I went in the mountain, then I realized, oh my God, so quiet. And somebody gave me an old cottage and I stayed there for a week. And then nobody came. In that week nobody came. I didn't see anybody. And it was amazing. And I was laughing and I'd been traveling around the whole world. And here it is. This is how it is. You don't know, you have to do it. The truth is effortless. You are there, but you can't believe it. That's why you have to do effort. You have to suffer. And then sooner or later you give up. No, I want peace. So maybe still some of you, you have to go to China and Tibet and India and Himalayas. And what was the one of the best things I saw in Norway, that nobody is sitting on the path. In India they sit there, anywhere. That was one of the things I really didn't like. When you really feel high, then it's always something to bring you back. Life is both. Where is Satrachita? Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Nervous.
Nervous? That's normal. Just feel at home. This is, we have an old, long history of being nervous. You know about that? Yeah? Did you have enough about that?
Sorry?
Did you have enough of that?
I guess.
Yeah? And how would you leave that?
I don't know.
No?
No?
Beloved Master, lately it has been all about coming home. I have been swinging between fear and love, like a pendulum, mostly lingering in the fear. Now I'm slowly beginning to open my heart, opening the door to my real home. For lifetimes I have made myself invisible, yet desperately longing to be seen. I only recently remember the power in the longing, the drive of the longing. I know it that when I look into my inner world, there is such an abundance of beauty. Learning to know that, I also see the tremendous beauty of existence, and I become so curious and alive. I'm sometimes overwhelmed with gratitude thanking life and planet Earth every day for keeping us a little longer. Before, I wanted to fly out of my body and take refuge with the flying spirits, just watching the whole world from afar. Now I want to take part of humanity, hearing, seeing, being seen, giving, receiving. Still, please forgive me when I hesitate. I have come to you, beloved Master, because you are showing me ways to connect with the Source, with the Being. For that I wish to thank you with all my heart. Love, Satrashita. Where did you get this name? You also asked for a new name, no? You say, lately it has been all about coming home. This is exactly how it is. Where have you been then? That's the thing. Where have you been? You have been away so long, you have forgotten the home. Lately, it has been all about coming home. Yeah, now you know that. That is great. Very few people know that they want to come home. You are a very lucky girl. You want to come home. Enough is enough. Most people, they don't have that desire to come home. They are busy, far away from home. But then even those who remember, no, I want peace. No, I want to find myself. It's difficult. You have forgotten the way. Very strange. I have been swinging between fear and love like a pendulum, mostly lingering in the fear. Now I'm slowly beginning to open my heart, opening the door to my real home. That is just what I said about the seed. The seed is fear. It's safe, but it's fear, it's dark. What is out there? But no, something else has come into you now. You have been in satsang now, you have felt something else. You have felt your home. Then you want more then. That is what satsang is a temptation of home. It's a reminder of home. It's a reminder of peace. You say, mostly lingering in the fear. Yeah, because that is the past. Fear is the past. Now I'm slowly beginning to open my heart. And how can that happen, that opening of the heart? It can only happen when you have felt something that you can relax in, that you can trust. It can only happen in love. And in this world, who knows about love? You know about everything else. And even in the name of love, you use the name love, but you have no idea. This love that people mostly is just desires, just fantasies. Love is something very, very precious. You have to be very, very humble. You have to be very strong, dedicated to follow love. Otherwise, you will get lost again and again. For lifetimes, I have made myself invincible, yet desperately longing to be seen. The seed is invincible. and safe. The breaking, you have to show yourself. It happens by itself. When you break, you have to come out. But remember, that is not the end. That's why I have to remind you, when you break, when the flowers start coming, when you start growing, don't let the ego take over. Here I am. Many people get like that. It's a stage where people feel, no, they have something. No, I see something. No, I'm standing up for myself. But if there is no meditativeness, if there is no understanding, then the ego comes and uses that. And it might be true. No, I'm meditator. No, I'm spiritual. No, I'm higher than you. No, I remember my past life. Then again the ego comes and it wants to make something specially. Make yourself special. Make yourself higher, different than others. Be aware of the tricks of the ego, of the mind. You have to be aware on the whole journey. It is like the Zen people say, like a razor's edge. Just one step to the right or to the left and you fall. That's why in all these meditations and therapies, and special that Osho created, you can use those energies that is bound to come when you start breaking free. If it's to be proud, or if it's anger, or if it's jealousy, or if it's sexuality, or if it's hopelessness, if it's laughter, if it's tears, you can get it out, free that from your system, but don't stop there. It's just to freeing the system so you can grow higher. All the meditations, all the techniques, it's just a little help on the way to free yourself, to prepare yourself for deeper meditations so you can grow higher. But many people stop that because, like you say, for lifetimes I have made myself invincible, yet desperately longing to be seen. That is the other side of the coin. First, you don't want to be seen. Then, you want to be seen. But remember, don't stop there. Maybe you have to go through that. Fine. Here I am. Good. Stand up for yourself. And when you grow, you have to find new ways of how you're coming out. But remember, that also will pass. I only recently remember the power in the longing, the drive of the longing. Yes, and that is what satsang is. A reminder of this longing. And if that longing is not there, then nothing is possible then. It is the longing that takes you. And how can it be the longing if you don't remember, if you haven't tasted something? You might think that you knew the taste. But when you then taste it, then you really remember. Otherwise, you can easily fool yourself. This is the taste. But then when the real taste comes, then you just speak less then. You can't say anything. You can't say anything about it. And then, even worse, how can you tell that to somebody else? Have you tasted that? You can talk about that. That's another frustration when you grow, because everybody who finds something beautiful, they want to share it. They want to share it with other people. They want to share it with people they love. But how can you share it? It's impossible to share it if you don't have the longing. Just don't try to share it with people who are not thirsty. It will just give you a headache. It will just exhaust you. It will just tire you. It's like Jesus said, don't throw pearls for swine. The pigs, the swine, they are happy with some rotten cabbage. Some old potatoes. Throw them that. And that is how people are. They are rotten. They are happy with rotten potatoes. That I can understand. Good. But pearls, diamonds, pigs, they don't have any interest for that. Only when they start, and remember, many human beings are just like pigs. I remember my beloved Papaji, many times we had satsang, and in India, in Lucknow, where we had satsang, the pigs were going outside in the street. And when somebody didn't fit in satsang, he said, you go out to the pigs. You don't belong in satsang. You have to be ready for satsang, you have to be conscious. Otherwise, go back to the pigs. You have to appreciate what is happening. Otherwise, go and play with the pigs then. Some people like that, no? They love to take care of the pigs or the dogs, all these things. I love the cats and dogs, but even it's so difficult to take care of. Especially when you travel like I travel, then it's very difficult because such a heartache to leave your cat or your dog or your child. It's the same thing. It's like it goes deep. Deep into the motherhood. Or the fatherhood. But now something beautiful happened. No, the squirrel. I have two squirrels coming, and that was just perfect. Because they take care of themselves. When I go, they are happy. When I'm there, they're even happy. Squirrels is the thing. Freedom. We love each other, but it's coming and going. Even a cat, so difficult when you leave, who's going to take care? Dog, more difficult. Children, even more difficult. Oh. I know that when I look into my inner world, there is such an abundance of beauty. Learning to know that, I also see the tremendous beauty of the earth, of existence, and I become so curious and alive. That is the positive side, to become curious and alive. One is to shrink, to be fearful. That is holding back. The other one is to be curious and to be alive and take the risk. And that is much more exciting. When you have the choice, always choose the positive. And sometimes overwhelmed with gratitude, thanking planet Earth every day for keeping us a little longer. Yes, even the old Mother Earth is getting tired now because we do many nasty things. But things can change. Before I wanted to fly out of my body and take refuge with the flying spirits, just watching the whole world from afar. Now I want to take part of humanity. That is good. Because sooner than we know, you're back with the flying spirits. This life goes very quick. Very quick. Very few people reflect that they're going to die. But if you do, then more awareness comes. That has always been very close to the meditator. Because meditation brings you into the moment. And then you know how fragile life is. And out of that you become very alert. Very alert. Because your whole life energy is in the moment. Instead of thinking about the past or the future, you become here, focused, available to the moment. In old Japan, they had the samurais had this meditation, or just they liked to do it, because they were on the edge, and they had to be very alert. You can imagine how alert to fight with swords that could chop you in two. No, people are afraid of everything. I know people who are afraid even to leave their own apartment. What to say about fighting with swords? Just a little bit unawareness, you lose your head. You can't think again what you're going to do. The only thing that will save you is awareness. When you are unpolluted, when you're just like a mirror. And they say when two masters met each other, then many times they were just standing, meeting, looking at each other. But nothing happened. And the disciple, the students asked, what is happening? Is we waiting for a biggest fight? And then they say, there was no opening. It was nothing to do. Nobody responded. It was just two emptiness. Both was waiting for the other. But nobody needs to show themselves. So it just ended up with a good belly laughter. And then they went to have some sake. It didn't have so much who was the quickest. It has to do with awareness. And they had this meditation that when they were sleeping, then they put the samurai sword just above them, when they were sleeping, in a thin line, in a thin rope. Any moment it could break. And then they sleep, just to keep alert. And if they're really alert, if it breaks, they manage to roll to the side. And if they're not, then out. They're very good people. No, some people there, oh, they're even afraid they just get the vaccination. Oh, I can't stand. Things have changed. There is very little oomph in people. But these warriors, these samurais, and from the old days, they had this meditation because they knew that any moment, any day, it could be their last day. And that gives you tremendous awareness. You become very, very alive. Because you can't think about anything else. You just think about now. It's a tremendous meditation that is totally forgotten. It cuts through all the nonsense. And you know, if somebody is dying in your family or your friends, it takes away everything. It only brings what is essential. Who cares about talking? What happened then? Or you did that to me and you did that. No, only love is left then. That is what is important. No, I want to take part of humanity, sharing, seeing, being seen, giving, receiving. Still, please forgive me when I hesitate. I have forgiven you a long time ago. You just have to forgive yourself. And it's natural to hesitate a little because it's new. Don't be hard on yourself. You have to be gentle with yourself. Be happy that now you start walking a new path. But sometimes you maybe have a little doubt, some hesitation is coming up. So what? Shake it off. And move on. I have come to you, beloved Master, because you are showing me ways to connect with the Source, with the Being. For that I wish to thank you with all my heart. Very good. Where do you live?
In
Sweden? What do you do there? Not much. That's good. Don't feel guilty, just be happy. I know. When you say in the ordinary world, what do you do? If you don't have a job, then you say, oh, I'm in between two jobs. Here you don't feel happy, don't feel guilty. This is the only place like. If you work, if you need to work, work. If you don't need to work, don't work. Learn to play again instead. Says, in the innermost core, in the heart, shines Brahman alone, shines God alone, as I, the self-aware, enter deep into this heart. By searching for self or diving deep, thus abiding ever in the heart, in Atman. That is the only thing. When realizing you astray, gone away, dive in. Dive into the heart, dive into the peace, dive into the Atman and rest and be more and more aware what takes you away from that. Become steady in that. May everyone find that. Om Shanti.
Thank you.